want you to hear what I'm saying, because as I'm talking to you, there will be a manifestation or a revelation that will come to you so you can walk in it. Amen? And as you begin to walk in this, you will see that this applies to every area of your life. And if you do not captivate it and capture it, then you won't get the manifestation of it. Amen? God showed me this about a year or so ago, and I have been captivating this and really getting to know more about this, because I'm in no wise knowledgeable of everything about the Word of God. Whenever you get somebody that tells you that they know it all, you need to walk away from them. Because God consistently gives us revelation, because His Word is eternal. And because His Word is eternal, there will always be revelation. Amen. You can't walk in anything unless you got a revelation of it. Amen. You can't walk in healing. You can't walk in power. You can't walk anything until your eyes are open to the revelation of it. When the revelation comes, then there is a manifestation. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God showed this to me, and it opened my eyes up to so many things. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was what? Light. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And so there's four things that you need to see here. Number one is the reputation of God. God has an established reputation. Why? Because He has created all things. And when you look at what He has done, it bears witness to who He is. And if you bear witness to who He is, then you can trust in who He is. Because if you can't trust Him, you cannot get anything from Him. Amen? The second thing is that even in the midst of darkness and voided things in your life, God is still there. God will still move if you allow Him to move, even in the midst of dark areas in your life. So God is still there. Somebody say, God is still there. The third thing is that you got to have revelation. Somebody said, I got to have revelation. And the fourth thing is that you got to say it. You got to speak it. You got to declare it. You got to decree it. Whatever the word says, you have to mimic what the word says. You can't add to it. You can't take anything away from it. You got to declare it and walk in it and believe it and wait for the manifestation of it. And while you're waiting, you thank God for it because you know it's going to happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the first thing is that how many know that God exists? God exists, right? You cannot please God unless you have faith, right? They that come to Him must first but believe that He what? He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that do what? Because in your diligently seeking Him, you'll find out and establish that you'll know Him. And if you can't know Him, you cannot get a manifestation from Him. For it pleases God that you have faith and trust in Him. Amen? If you trust Him, you know He's going to do it. How can I trust Him? Because I already know His reputation. How do I know His reputation? I can look at the stars, the moon. I can look at the grass. I can look at the flowers. I can look at the earth. I can look at the universe and know that God exists. Somebody said God exists. If God exists, that means that I can trust what He says. Amen? There's two things that God cannot do. The first is that He cannot lie. And the second is He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. So I can trust what He says. That means that His word is already established. Somebody say His word is established. His word is established. And because His word is established, that means that God will make sure that whatever He says will be performed. Amen. The matter of fact, the Bible says that He watches over His word to ensure that it is performed. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. How many believe that today? You know that God's going to do it. Hallelujah. I ain't got to second guess about it. I know God's going to do it. I know God is a healer. I know God is a provider. I know God is a breakthrough. I know that God is going to do what He says He's going to do, because He not only says it, He watches it to make sure that it's performed. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. So I feel the power of God moving already, because God says I'm going to do what I says I'm going to do. So whatever your issue is, God has a word for it. God has a word for your dark places. God has a word for your voided places. You know, there's a lot of dreams that most of us have missed. There's a lot of opportunities that we have missed. There's a lot of areas in our lives that are dark. Amen. Maybe somebody don't want to hear about it, but there are some areas that you are struggling with. And those are dark areas. Amen. I don't care if it's lust. I don't care whatever it is. I don't care what area that you're struggling with. Whatever area is dark, you know that this thing is going to take you down if you don't deal with it. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is that most of us need to understand that even in the dark areas, God is still there. Hey, man, God's word is still right there. He is right there and he's ready to do something for you. But God won't do anything. He won't do anything unless you understand what he's saying. That's where revelation comes. You know, for the longest time, I've read in the Bible about the healing power. I read about how God is a healer. Matter of fact, when I was born again, almost right away, I started touching people. And guess what? Nothing. I started laying hands on people, and guess what was happening? Nothing. It was only until I observed, looked, and got a revelation of it, when I start touching people, things start happening. Amen. But I had to look to see where the power was, where the Holy Spirit was moving, where the Holy Spirit was there. And I found it when I begin to look and observe those that are before you. That's why we need each other. You just because you don't think that this person should be doing that or that doing this or doing that, if God's anointing on them, you need to be watching them. Because if you're not watching them, you'll never catch it. Amen? So everybody that moved in the Holy Ghost, I would watch. I would watch them on TV. I would hear them on the radio. Amen. And then Pastor Marlon introduced me to Dave Roberson. I remember the very first time I heard the voice of God when I was listening to a Dave Roberson tape. Everybody know about Dave Roberson? I know you do. And the flesh creature and all that kind of stuff. So I couldn't find a place, and this might be small to some of you, but I honor God in the small things because he did greater things. And so I was listening to the tape, and he was talking about how the voice of God will speak to you. And he was talking about how God will direct you and how God will lead you by the Spirit. And I went to this council meeting, and I was lost. I was going to Pontiac. I didn't know what to do. I was driving up there, and I was listening to this tape. And then when I heard the tape, I kind of turned the tape off and said, Lord, speak. And he says, with a clear, audible voice in my spirit, man, turn this way. Turn that way. Turn that way. And I was just listening to it. I was going like this, and going like that, and going like that. I just did what he said. I didn't question it. I just said, this is what I'm hearing. I guess it's God. I didn't even know. And then all of a sudden his voice stopped. When I looked up, I was right where I needed to be. I praise God for that. That was the very first time I heard the voice of God in my inner man. And so it told me something about what God was doing. God will direct you, lead you, and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God some praise for that. You ought to give God some praise. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth and all revelation. He'll give. And so I got a revelation that God is a healer. I remember the first time that I laid hands on somebody and I was surprised they got healed. Amen. I'm just telling you because most of us, we want to think that we're going to be Superman overnight and we think we're going to be anointed overnight. It is a process. You got to go through a process and you're going to make mistakes sometimes. But then as you make a mistake, you sharpen in on it. You begin to focus in on what God is going to do. And then you learn how to cooperate with his word and cooperate with his spirit. And when you begin to cooperate with it, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Now I don't care about what you got. I know that God is going to heal you no matter what. Now just because you don't believe doesn't mean it's going to make it non and void because God will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll do it. Praise him forever. And I started seeing cancers getting healed. I remember ministering to this one young lady that came to a Bible study. You know, God heals in Bible study. He does stuff in Bible study. Sometimes he'll heal it. And we had, when we first started the church, we had what we call a deliverance van. We would bring people in the van and the van be shaking like this. It would be shaking and moving and stuff like that because we were learning how to cast devils out. We were learning how to move in the realm of the spirit. We were doing those kinds of things. And God sent me there and he showed me some things and I began to move and operate in those things. All because I observed, I heard, I listen, I got a revelation, and then I begin to speak. Amen. And so what we find is that because you've got areas in your life that are voided, because you've got areas in your life that are dark, doesn't mean that God is not going to take care of you. It doesn't mean that God is not going to bring deliverance to you. It does not mean that God is not going to do anything for you. Because what the scripture says, if you look at it, it said, in the spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, which means God is hovering over that area. I mean, he's right there hovering over it right now, over that area in your life that you got to get a revelation on for your deliverance. So he's moving right now. Somebody say, he's moving right now. He's moving over my dark areas. Come on, you might as well confess it out. We don't get delivered until we face the reality of that we need help from God. Hallelujah. We need help from him. Somebody say, I need some help from him. I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say, I need help from God. I need help from him because he's going to do it. And I know he's going to do it because he's right here. God is right there inside of you, around you, all there, around you, down, above you, on the side of you. God is there. And so God is hovering over that dark area of your life. And what you'll find out is that when God gives you revelation. Now listen to this. Most people seek revelation. But revelation doesn't come by seeking. Revelation comes by rest. The word of the Lord came unto me saying. So when you begin to rest, after we did all our study and after we did all our fasting, after we did all our prayer, after we fill ourselves up and then we get quiet before the Lord, then the word of the Lord will come to you saying. Somebody say hallelujah. There's a lot of people, they're seeking and seeking. The reason why you're not getting anything is that you keep seeking. You're not being quiet. So God can't talk because you keep talking. You keep talking. I wonder if it means this. I wonder if it means that. I wonder if this is the revelation of it. Why don't we just be quiet before the Lord and just hear what he's got to say after we put everything inside so he can assemble it together. And after you assemble it together, then you'll get revelation. God will speak to you revelation. You remember what Peter, Jesus says, who do men say that I am? Peter stands up and he says, you are the Son of the living God. He says, flesh and blood did not reveal that unto you. But everybody else will say, oh, you're like Elijah. You're the prophet. You're this. You're that. They were talking about everything else. But it was until Peter got quiet after hearing what everybody else had said, God gave him the revelation. And his eyes was open. And I'm telling you right now that most of us, until you get quiet before the Lord, revelation won't come in the area that you need a breakthrough. Somebody need a breakthrough. How many need a breakthrough in your life? See, when you get a breakthrough in your area, it's going to come by revelation. Don't let your friend break you through because you'll get bound up again. Don't try to let this person get you through because that's not going to work. The only thing that's going to work is that you get revelation of where you're at. And when you get revelation of where you're at, God will give you revelation of how to get out of it through the Spirit of God. And when you get the revelation of how to get out of it, then guess what? He says, let there be light. That means that God will speak revelation to you. And guess what? Then there was light. Then there's a revelation of it. Then when there's a revelation of it, then you got to be able to speak to it. Most people don't say nothing. They get themselves in trouble. And you know what they do? Nothing. They go cry. They go in a corner. They hide themselves. They do all of this stuff, but they don't want to speak the word because the enemy has given us a rationale that if you speak the word, it doesn't work. But let me tell you something. It works. I told you that it works. God does it. He says that I will watch over my word to make sure that it is what? Perform. Right? So you believe that today? Do you believe that today? So whatever area in your life that you're dealing with, whatever area in your life that you're having trouble with, whatever dark area in your life, whatever area is voided, there's a lot of people that is under the sound of my voice. There are voided areas in your life. There's areas that you need to speak to, but you first must get a revelation of it. You must get a revelation that your business is going to be successful. And you can't add to it. You can't come up with a business plan unless it comes from the Holy Ghost. Listen, here's another thing that most people don't realize. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Won't he show you things to come? Hallelujah. And most people are functioning out of seeing out of their own mindset. When you get out of your own reasoning, it won't work. You got to see it through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. When you see it through the eyes of the Holy Ghost, He'll tell you how to assemble it together. He'll tell you what to do. He'll even give you the marketing plan for it. When He gives you the marketing plan for it, then you'll be able to see what God is doing. And when you mimic God is doing, it always is always going to work. Somebody said, it's going to work. It's always going to work. That's why you got it. That's why God uses your imagination. See, when people talk about imagination, they always want to go to the bad thing. But what about the fact that God gave you the imagination so that you can pull the things that are in the invisible into the visible? See, when we begin to think about what God is going to do and what God can do and what God is going to do and what God's going to show you, guess what's going to happen? It's going to come out of the invisible into the manifestation of the visible. Because He's doing it. Hallelujah. He's the one that made it everything, didn't He? Amen. Everything, every cell listens to Him, doesn't it? Hallelujah. That's why healing works, because every cell has to stand attention when you speak to that thing, when you speak to those cells. You know what I found out? I found out I was researching cancer. And what I found out is what they said is that cancer, they put it under a cell and they put a tube to listen to what it sounds like. When they listened to it, they found out that cancer is all in disarray. It's out of order. The sound of it is just messed up. Then they put a good cell in there, and they listened to it, and it was harmony. Listen. Now, listen. What we need to do in order to get our healing is that you got to get a maestro that can say, listen. You got to get so every cell will listen. And when you begin to speak to that cell has to come into alignment to the word. And every time that cell comes in alignment with the word, all the other cells have to follow suit. That's why cancer's got to die. It can't live in the presence of God. It can't live in the orchestration of the Holy Ghost. And that's why the power of God becomes strong and mighty. And I begin to study that, and I begin to get success and healing of cancer all because of Jesus. Hallelujah. We were up in Saginaw, and I was with Tony, Pastor Tony Kemp. Most of you come, and when he comes, and he told me to pray for this lady who had cancer. She was in four-stage cancer. And when she was in four-stage cancer, I didn't know all the particulars about it, but what I found out was after we prayed for her, I mean, a lot of times you don't hear about what God has done until after months later, years later sometime. And what I found out is that they said that her cancer shrunk half the size. And she's getting better all the time. Somebody ought to praise God for that. We ought to praise God for that. And so I was telling you about the one lady that came up. She had four-stage cancer in Bible class in the throat. Four-stage cancer. Four-stage. And you know what four-stage means? There's really nothing they can do. But they didn't see Jesus. They don't know the Jesus that I know. They don't know the Jesus that you know. Hallelujah. Praise His name forever. And so we came to Bible class, and when we prayed for her, nothing seemed to happen. But how many know that God is working it out? He's working it out. He's working it out. He's working on your situation right now. How many? He's working on my situation right now. He's working right now. Somebody say, He's working right now. He's working right now. He's working on your body right now. He's working on those voided places right now. He's working on those dead places right now. He's working on those dark places right now. And all you need to do is get a revelation of it so you can get a manifestation of it. Praise be to Jesus. Kaposhita. Lokota pokoshida. Tokota. Lokorakarabo shikedabota. Loka. And so I told her, I said, you go home. And you don't listen to no negative folk. And you hear nothing but praise and worship unto the King of Glory. And you listen to it at nighttime. Because how many know that at nighttime, I think it's in the fourth watch, is when the devils are most active. Most people don't understand that between the hours of 12 to 3, the enemy is working more mightily. Why? Because most of us are asleep. The enemy can work harder at nighttime. So what you need to do and what I need to do is when we got the enemy attacking us, you need to fill your spirit with the praise and worship of our King. You need to listen to it. You need to listen to the word. So when you're listening to it, it just resonates in your spirit, man. It just keeps resonating. You are the God that healeth thee. You sent your word to deliver me and to deliver me from destruction. By your stripes, I am healed. I really like the original version where it says that by your stripes, I were healed. That means it's already done. Somebody said, it's already done. Somebody said, it's already done. It's already done. Your situation is already done. Your circumstance is already done. The voided areas is already done. God is already working it out for you. Hey, Apasha. Heta. Heta Bosha. Hokorashikiraburi. Hikadamosha. He's already working out. That cancer is drying up right now. As I'm speaking, that cancer is drying up. Some of you might not even know it's starting to work, but it's not going to work. It's drying up right now. The high blood pressure is going back down. Your organs are working fine right now. Those diabetes, that pancreas is working right now. Hallelujah. Your eyes are getting better. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That weakness is going to become strength. Hallelujah. Because God is doing it right now. He's doing it now. Edaboshi. Edabosha. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah! Praise him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Hallelujah! He's good. He's marvelous. Hallelujah. He's already working. So, Fata. Hey, Batosha. Hey, Batosha. Hey, Abosha! Hey! 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 Hey, Bokos! Bokashara! Yeka! That Pashi! Hey! Thank you, Father! Hallelujah! That angel's around you. Healing's around you. Breakthrough's around you. Yes. Pakara. Oh, yes, Jesus. You're mighty in your power. You're mighty in your working. You're mighty. Mighty God. Hey. Yes, Jesus. The atmosphere is ready. Tapakoshi da koda. Pakashi. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. So Friday came by, nothing happened. Saturday came by. And nothing happened. You know, Sunday is a day where you think the healing power is going to be more prominent. But nothing happened on Sunday. Monday came and nothing happened. Tuesday came and nothing happened. But on Wednesday, somehow in the middle of the night, hallelujah, oh, she starts throwing up. And when she started throwing, her husband rushed her to the hospital and said, I don't know what's wrong. And when they took her to the hospital and examined her in the middle of the night, they said, the cancer's gone. Hallelujah. You got to praise him for that. Hallelujah. Hey. 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 Yeah, the kosher. Oh, the kishada. Papa. Hallelujah. He sent his word to heal you and deliver you from destruction. Yes, my Father. Hallelujah. You ought to just give him praise. You ought to just wave your hand right now. Hallelujah. You ought to just wave your hand right now. Give him glory and praise. Hallelujah. Somebody's healing is taking place right now. Somebody over here, healing is taking place right now. In the name of Jesus, it's taking place right now. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! My God, from glory. Hallelujah. My God, from glory. Let me tell you something. All you need to understand is that it doesn't matter how dark it gets. It doesn't matter if your dream never came to pass up to now. It doesn't matter about where you think that thing that is dead in your life, that you cause death, that it will not be resurrected. But I know a God that will cause that thing to come to life. I know a God that will break that darkness into light. I know a God that will take that thing that you thought was dead and raise it back up again. That dream, he'll bring it to life. Hallelujah! And if you read that last verse, you'll find out it says, and God saw the light and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. So God will take his light, manifest it, and use a testimony to tell the darkness that you got to go. And I've been delivered from darkness and transferred into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. He gonna make an open show of the enemy. So he got to show everybody that darkness has no power. Matter of fact, when Jesus died, guess what? He made an open show of the devil. Hallelujah. He dragged him out. Hallelujah. And crippled him. Hallelujah. And made him an open show. He has no more power over your life if you believe the God that you serve. Hallelujah. Tapokoshite. Tapokoshite. Nokotate kitabote. He namore. So I don't care what's going on with you. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the doctor said. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. That's what I'm going to believe. I don't care if I don't have a dime in my pocket. I don't care. My God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. It doesn't matter if my dream died. If God gave me the dream, he'll resurrect it. Because he's hovering over that word. He's hovering over those dark areas. He wants to captivate your heart. See, the thing about us believers, and that we don't get, God wants to captivate your heart. He wants you to fall in love with him. Because he's already in love with you. And the enemy has deceived us in the body of Christ for so many years. God is doing this. God is doing that. Why did he do this to me? God ain't doing that. That's the devil. That's our flesh. That's our mindsets. But Jesus loves you. And he wants the best for you. He wants the best for your life. Matter of fact, in Psalms 139, before you were even formed, he talked about he knew you before even your substance existed. He wrote every member of who you are inside of the book. He knew when you lost your hair, and he knew when you gained your hair. He knows everything about you. Because he has a divine purpose for you. Not in just this world, but in the one to come. We're here practicing. That's all. God wants you to be strong and not weak. He wants you to be above and not beneath. He wants you to walk out the blessings that he has placed upon your life. You're not here because you're going to get blessed. You're here because you're already blessed. See, people want to say, well, the blessed of the Lord, even in offering, they say, well, I want to be more blessed. You can't be more blessed than you are right now. You just got to get the revelation that you're already blessed. And all God wants to do is give increase in your life. And if we offer up to him our life. See, here's one of the things that I found out too. Is that when Jesus had a boy's lunch. Remember the boy's lunch? A fish and a few loaves of bread. He took that and he put it into the heavenly realm. He lifted up into the realm of glory. And then, and he blessed it. And when he pulled it back down, then provision came more. See, all God wants you to do is lift your life up into the realm of glory. So when you come back down here, there's increase. There's increase. We can apply it to every area of our life. We can apply it to money. We can apply it to provision. We can apply it to breakthrough. Whatever you lift up into him, into the realm of glory, and bring it back down, increase. And all you have to do is lift your life up to him. You're struggling with certain things, and some of you are struggling with certain areas of your life. It's just the process. But if you know who he is, and that you know the reputation of God, he sit on the circle of the earth and command the morning. He is aware. You're here in the battle, so you're going to get some battle scars. If you don't come out with no battle scars, there's a problem. So you shouldn't be crying over the fact that this is happening and that's happening. It's the trials of your faith to make you stronger. After all, he's got to put you on the potter's wheel, shape you, right? You can't be a vessel of honor if you haven't been shaped, if you haven't been put into the oven and tested and tried. So when you come out, you're like pure gold because you can stand the test. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that he's wonderful? He's great. He's an awesome God. And so we're going to stand on our feet and we're going to open up the altar. And if you want to come, you can. Matter of fact, sometimes people.